once again. I'm out and about on my journalistic activities this week. I'm meeting with Ellery Hanley, the new chairman of the Man of Steel Awards. Today I've been given exclusive access to the new scoring concept, and after a quick chat with Ellery, we can go and join the new panel as they compile this week's Man of Steel point scoring. So, very exciting indeed. Just got to find my way through a very secret location. I've got my little badge on here, so I can just show the security as I go through. I think it's this way. Is it this way? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Second door on the left, Mr. Waywell.
Thank you very much. So, Ellery, nice to meet you. How did you get involved with the Man of Steel Awards?
You know, if something's asked of me from rugby league, I'll jump up and I'll hold both hands up and put both feet in.
A bit like the hokey cokey then. So how does the new Man of Steel concept work then?
What we've got in terms of the 21-man panel is this. We've got a lot of experience, a lot of players who've crossed the whitewash. They know all about the game. They've played enough games under the belt. And for me, they're very well-respected players.
Do you trust their judgment now they've left the game?
I trust all of them.
Some people have said that they may be a little out of touch now, having been out of the game for so long, and they don't truly understand the scoring system for the Man of Steel Award.
Every single one on that panel, I can tell you all 20 of them, and I just think the whole concept of how it's been brought together about a panel of players who have played the game at the highest level, they've had so much experience, they understand the game, they've watched enough games, they've played enough games, they've got enough knowledge about the games. It's a fantastic and brilliant idea.
So it all sounds very exciting. We're just going to go through to the next room where the start of the scoring for the Man of Steel Awards is taking place. Well, for the listeners at home, we've got all the Man of Steel Awards members around the table. They've all got pictures of players in front of them. What the hell's going on here? It's like bloody player bingo. Oh, Phil Clark, right. Phil, how does this work?
Come in a microwave, wait 3 minutes, press ding, and it's all going to be done.
Well, I think you're talking bollocks there. You're not on Sky Sports now, you know. Right, let me have a look round here. Dennis Betts, you must be able to put a bit of light on this. What's all these numbers about?
The tough calls.
Tough calls? This is just a load of bollocks. This is just potluck, innit?
Luck seems to be the thing at the moment that everybody seems to be associating with.
So basically, it's just luck of the draw then. That's what we're talking about. So the Man of Steel is just luck of the draw. This is ridiculous. I'm going over here. See, Gary Schofield. Right, Gary. Tell us what you're talking about.
We're going to be talking about Wagga Wagga. It might be sometimes, can you remember, you know, you might kiss this young lady or this sort of thing? Or
why would you do that?
Because they were big farmers. Some of them had 4 stone of head.
You're all fucking nuts. Yeah, do you hear me? You're all nuts. Yeah, have it. Get out of it. Get your hands off.
And line 30.
You get one prize,
and you get 5 bonus prizes each on the bingo. Right, now put your money on the cards, off you go again.